You know, tough game. I thought our guys did a good job fighting back there to regain the lead. I think we dug ourselves a hole, 16. We came back and we led by 10 there midway through the second half. And there's just some things I've got to do to bring this thing on home. And we'll just continue to work. You guys go ahead.
It seemed like there were improvements tonight, just especially in that early in that second half, those first 10 minutes offensively, everything seemed to be working for you guys.
Well, we made some shots. There was some improvement. You know, these guys have continued to try to work hard. But you know, not enough improvement to get a win, a game we should win for sure. But, yeah, I thought there were some improvements tonight. I thought, you know, a couple guys really played with some fire out there for some stretches. But, again, just not enough to get it done.
You talked about some of the changes that you kind of – it just sounded like changes were coming, and you showed that from the opening tip with the lineup that was out there. Just what kind of changes did you see and did you like tonight?
Well, like I said, I thought there were stretches where we really played hard. I thought there were stretches where we played with energy, enthusiasm, some effort. And then there were stretches where we didn't. So I think that's definitely an improvement. You know, I thought the ball moved pretty well with certain groups. Still some standing there, and that's my fault. So, a couple things were better.
What came from your decision to have that starting lineup tonight?
Well, I mean, the last group started the game in a 20-point hole. I mean, that in itself was why I did that.
Bradley lived and died by the three-pointer tonight.
Yep.
They got off to a big lead with it, but then it seemed like they hit some big ones when you guys were making your run to let them get back in.
Yeah, I should have adjusted. I should have came out of that zone. The zone got us back in the game. It got us the lead, and I did not adjust. I should have adjusted, and they started hitting them. It's just that simple.
Offensively, your guys' three-pointers were just like a little bit quicker. Was that part of the game plan, was to come out faster?
Yeah, we wanted to try to push it a little faster than what we had been. We sometimes struggle in the half court. We just stand and watch, and you know, sometimes we throw it in the gauge and just stand and watch. And you know, we're trying to get a couple buckets before the defense set up, try to get some movement early in the possession. And for stretches, we did it, but we haven't worked on it enough to be consistent at that for 40 minutes. So we'll continue to try to do that, but that really that cost us too. You know, in that second half, we had some empty possessions. I should have run some actions as opposed to just allowing the guys to play off each other.
Was that the same reason that you decided, instead of rather walking the ball up like you usually do with Tyreek, pushing for Cooper to go a little bit faster? Is that the same reason?
Yeah. Just trying to you know, get some easy buckets, trying to get some rhythm, trying to utilize our depth a little bit, and you know, try to get our guys, you know, playing with some energy and some passion, and you know, not letting them set up their defense. They're really good half court defense. So, but you know, we still have lulls there offensively where we struggle, and I've got to do a better job.
Shoulder for Tyreek tonight?
Yeah, he's out for quite some time with the bad shoulder. Yep.
You said at the beginning of the season that freshmen are going to play a lot. When because they're really, really good, or because something along the lines of because the team needs them.
Yeah, what I said was, if our freshmen play a lot, then we're not very good, or we're going to be really good for 4 years. And as you can see, right now we're not very good. So we started a backcourt of freshmen against an NCAA tournament team, and as you can see, it's not a good outcome. I don't know what the score is. We lost a game we should have won.
Is there a lesson there, like from Bradley, just the resolve that they showed when they go down 10 and they're able to bring it back? I mean, for your team to kind of maybe see that?
I hope so. But, yeah, I mean, you know, we've come back from leads this year. Again, you know, I've got to make some of those adjustments. When we made the adjustments to get the lead, I hung with some things. I should have made another adjustment to keep the lead. And but, you know, I do think our guys understand how to fight and how to play and do those things. So, but we'll definitely use it as a teaching point when we watch the tape. But more so, I need to watch that and understand when I should have made another adjustment.